Time is 8:07. It is Thursday, the 23rd day of May, 2024. Beautiful start here in downtown Wausau at our Bow Falls Radio Studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Plenty of sunshine, temperature of 59 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Plus, you can also join us by going to our Bow Falls Radio page at Facebook.com and X.com. Get a video stream and also make comments and be part of the show there as well. And, of course, you can always join us as well on our phone line. Just give us a call at 715-382-9297. Coming up in this hour, a little bit later on at 8:20, we'll be talking to Brittany Merlot as we get towards the Memorial Day holiday weekend. We'll let you know what to expect weather-wise, both today and throughout the weekend. Then coming up at 8:34, it is Thursday. That means it's the latest edition of North Star Knows with North Star Restoration and North Star Builds. Today, we'll be talking about a adventure race charity event they will be involved in, and also talk about the Wausau Area Builders Association Home Show as well. So that's coming up here in this hour. Also, we'll be talking a bit about another very busy day of high school softball playoff action. Myself and Tom Weaver, we'll be covering a pair of games later today, so we'll talk about that. But right now, to start off our Thursday morning, always very happy to welcome in the host of Up North News Radio, which is heard right before this show from 6 till 8 a.m. here on Bow Falls Radio. Good morning to Pat Kreitlow.
Good morning. I feel like I'm in the right place here. people who might have been listening, 10, 12 minutes ago were like, we ended on a bit of a chaotic note when Mr. Mathers mistakenly thought I was appearing on Todd Alba's show today. But that's on Wednesdays. Today is Chad Holmes Day. So I am where I'm supposed to be. After that senior moment of mine where I'm like, am I where I'm supposed to be? Yes, I am.
It's one of the problems of being such a wanted person that everybody wants you on the program.
Or it's all about the cross-promotional calendar that gets us all higgledy-piggledy.
No. Talking about cross-promoting, I got to admit that perhaps my favorite guests on all the shows that we have on this network, and I listen to a lot of it, obviously being here, and whenever I'm driving around to wherever I'm heading off to, one of my favorite guests as I get ready for my show is when you have Mark Jacob on. And in fact, along with the New York Times pitch bot, he is my favorite follow on social media, because he just tells it the way it is in such a straightforward way. And I wanted to ask you about like someone like Mark, who has obviously been part of newsrooms in Chicago with the Trib and the Sun-Times, and he really knows the business. I see what he says, and it's also straightforward, and it's like, yes, obviously, these are things that media should be doing, and yet this week I think I've been as frustrated as I have been in a while when it comes to, again, the narrative that's put out there. And I'm going to take a guy that I had respect for years, Ezra Klein, who has been, somebody who's been in the media for a long time and I think done a lot of good work, but he is riding this horse constantly talking about how he thinks that Democrats are not not following the polls enough, not realizing that Joe Biden's in trouble, this narrative that just keeps on going on. And we never hear this narrative, well, Donald Trump should be worried about the polls. Mark Jacob says these things, but yet I swear that there are parts of the media ecosystem that says, we may know it, but we don't care.
I think so. But I mean, there's always something about national media figures that you think you know, and then, you know, something happened, and it could happen to all of us. I mean, look at comedians like Dennis Miller after 9/11. Something changed in him. In 2016, where we saw that was the whole butter emails crowd. And specifically at the top of that for me were two journalists who, you know, were very well respected, Andrea Mitchell from NBC News and Chris Saliza from the Washington Post. And as I'm going all through the 2016 campaign, and they're just hammering and hammering away at the emails, and I'm thinking, you're not putting this in proper perspective. You know, you're really, I mean, do you have something in for Hillary Clinton that you can't stop hammering at this? And that's kind of where Ezra Klein is, you know, this year on this, where you think you know some folks, but then it turns out you don't. I mean, I look at, there's a list of several people who I had a lot of respect for. Then they moved over to Fox, and to hear them anchoring the news now is just, it absolutely makes you wonder, like, were you just reading whatever people put in the teleprompter before that now you're sounding like this kind of a person? It's always a bit weird, because I had a lot of respect for Ezra Klein, and it's very puzzling to see what he's coming up with these days.
And another thing that should be talked about all the time right now, all the time, and I will again give Mark Jacob credit, because he must have been up late last night, because his last posting was sometime around probably 1 o'clock this morning, a posting to Dick Durbin. Dear Dick, your chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, go beyond tweeting, and goes on to talk about what's going on with Alito. We've heard about what's going on with Thomas. When we talk about democracy, and that's something we talk about a lot on this network, because it's beyond left and right. This is about trying to be, I think, voices for democracy. I can't think of anything that has been, well, I shouldn't say this. I mean, we went through 4 years of what Donald Trump's been, you know, we apparently some Chinese spies have been seeing some of the stuff that he was sneaking out of the White House. But we have a Supreme Court with two justices that seem to be getting away with everything. And I don't understand this. I don't understand why this is not a bigger scandal, because, and number two, how the heck are we just learning about all these flags that apparently Alito is flying at his home and his vacation home?
I don't have a good answer for that. It is just absolutely stunning to me that we are going literally years before people go, oh, wait, you didn't know about this? Of course, this was going on all this time. And it's frustrating, because again, if a sitting Supreme Court justice is flying any kind of flag that is somewhat untoward, we're in such a, say, paparazzi-driven era that we know within moments if J-Lo and Ben didn't have dinner together, you know, at, you know, Nobu restaurant in Hollywood, and yet it takes years to figure out that Samuel Alito, who we all knew was a Republican politician in justice's robes, but that doesn't mean it's not worth noting that he's flying two different flags showing himself to be part of the MAGA movement, and that therefore he is no longer fit to serve in judgment of January 6th insurrection-related cases. It's just, again, absolutely puzzling.
What should the Democrats be doing in this situation? Because Dick Durbin put out last night again, this incident is just another example of apparent ethical misconduct by a sitting justice. It adds to the court's ongoing ethical crisis. Justice Alito must recuse himself immediately from cases related to the 2020 election and the January 6th insurrection.
Please, please, Senator Durbin, thank you for your service. Hand the gavel over to anybody in Gen Z, from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on down, whose values are much more in the mainstream of wanting to see justice for all, and who want to see accountability and no more excuse making. So when people, you know, call that out, I don't mind that, because it's just so self-evident that we have a corrupt United States Supreme Court right now. It brings me no joy to say that. No. There's no partisan advantage in pointing out the truth, that when justices are this dependent upon and willing to receive favors from billionaires and engage in political partisan shows of support. I mean, people have forgotten that during the Nixon administration, a Supreme Court justice, Abe Fortas, had to give up his seat because of financial, you know, improprieties that numbered somewhere in the neighborhood of $50,000. I mean, that would be laughable now compared to what these Supreme Court justices are allowing themselves to get away with, knowing that we have political figures and a national media corps that won't do anything like what we saw back in, I think it was 1969.
And also, though, I think that we have a Democratic Party that doesn't fight enough on this. You know what the Republicans would be doing. Even if they couldn't impeach these guys, they would at least be, you know, taking it all the way as far as they can. And yet we get empty words from Dick Durbin. I just don't think that right now that the Democratic Party is fighting hard enough to say this is wrong.
They're not fighting. And that's the whole thing, is that, you know, people say, well, Trump's a fighter and, you know, his folks are fighting. Yeah, they're fighting for the wrong side. They're fighting for the wrong things. And yet there are people rewarding them because it's a show of strength. And in so many countries that have ended up with authoritarian leaders, it's because voters made the mistake of saying, oh, if they're fighting, they must be strong and on my side. No, they're not. They're using you. They're using their machismo to appeal to you. But as soon as they get in power, you discover, oh, no, they will crush your rights like a bug. Don't be fooled by the packaging, whether it's because he's an old person or because he's a fighter or whatever the case may be. Look at what's on the inside and whether they stand with you, whether they've done good things for you. You don't see any of that, you know, in the former president. You see it in spades in the current president, but who is not doing nearly the packaging job, shall we say, to overcome this view of, oh, Trump's a fighter, so he's fighting for people like me. No, he's not.
Frankly, as well, and I can agree to a certain extent, I also think a lot of it is that no matter what the current president does, I think there are media outlets that see that Trump equals money, and there's something wrong here that it's just so deep into the DNA right now of our ecosystem when it comes to politics and media and everything else. And I guess that's one reason I so enjoy Mark Jacob, because he does tell it like it is. And
well, we will have him tomorrow morning at 7:30 just for you.
I know you will, and I'll be tuned in. But Pat, thanks again for joining us. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You are welcome. You as well. Thanks.
The time is 8:18. Coming up, we're going to be joined by Brittany Merlot. If you have plans for the Memorial Day weekend, what will the weather be like? Well, we're going to get into that as we get towards the end of the week. That's straight ahead. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:21 again, just a gorgeous start weather-wise here in north central Wisconsin. A lot of sunshine. I got to turn around and look over my right shoulder to look out the window here this morning. I'm sitting on the other side of the table because on Thursdays I do that because we have the guys from North Star Restoration and North Star Bills coming up in just a few minutes. I have them sitting in front of me, so... But I always enjoy being able to look out the window. Now I got to turn my head, make sure I keep talking into the microphone. But lots of sunshine and 59 degrees. It should be just a gorgeous day. But I should not say that because I'm not the authority, not the official word on whether or not it's going to be a great day. The person that actually knows is sitting on the other side of the glass and is ready to give us all the information. It's our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. I was wondering why you were on the other side, but makes sense now.
Yeah.
We're just switching it up to be different today.
It's my Thursday chair, because on Thursdays with North Star Restoration coming in, I sit on this side, and it makes me all discombobulated at times, but I get used to it, and we'll make it work. But one thing that is definitely working is this morning. I mean, the last couple of days, obviously, we had the big storms on Tuesday. Yesterday, even, the clouds kind of hung around much of the day, and finally things have broken up nicely. But today it looks like it's going to be a fantastic spring day.
Yes, today is going to be gorgeous. Nothing but sunshine for a majority of the day. We've got a nice high pressure system overhead, keeping our winds calm too. Yes, they're out of the southwest, still giving us some warm temperatures. It's actually the warmest day of the week today too. We're going to soar to the mid-70s. About 75 degrees is what I'm thinking for us. And again, we could see a few, I'm going to call them popcorn showers this afternoon because they just pop up anywhere they want. I can't really forecast exactly where they're going to be. And they're pretty quick and they move through very, very rapidly. Like last night, not too much rain. You could actually see the verga, the evaporating rain. It looked like those streaks just coming out of the cloud. I was enjoying it. I sat on my patio, watched it pass. But this morning, though, the news is that 5 confirmed tornadoes across the state on Tuesday night. Five of them. And 2 of them were in Marathon County. So Unity and Edgar still cleaning up here this morning. I know they're taking volunteers. If anybody around here doesn't have anything to do and you want to help out, a lot of debris, trees scattered everywhere, stuff like that still going on. But today's a good day to do it because the weather's finally nice and they need the help because tomorrow more rain is headed our way. Kind of a repeat. Not as severe for us. The severe weather, slight risk, all of that stays down to southeast Wisconsin. But for us, we are going to see that rain. About 1/4 inch to another 3/4 inch of rainfall.
Wow.
Definitely here by tomorrow afternoon and throughout the evening. So another wet day.
And the thing about drenchers. What are all these drenchers?
I know. It's all that moisture, the humidity, that fuel kind of just making its way up here because can you believe it's the end of May? It's June in a week, basically.
Don't remind me.
I don't know where the time is going, but yeah, summer is seriously around the corner. So that's where all the moisture and humidity and this fuel is coming from because we're near summer, basically.
I keep telling people I'm constantly looking down at my foot because I keep looking for a brake pedal to stop things, slow things down, because I swear it's just going faster and faster every week. We're in the circle. Okay, it's Monday morning again. We start the new work week. We go back at it. Then we get to Friday. Then get through the weekend. Then right back at it. And all of a sudden, it's May and it'll be June. Where is the brake pedal? That's what I'm looking for. As I get older, it just seems like the brakes are not working. It's going way, way too fast. But
I agree.
We are coming up on sort of the unofficial start of summer with the Memorial Day weekend. You said it. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow we're looking again for a little bit of a drencher. But as we get to the weekend and a long weekend, for people that do have the outdoor cookouts and just the get-togethers, what are you looking for?
Do all that on Saturday. That's my advice. We were hoping for a good chunk of earlier this week that this big storm system was going to stay south, but now the model runs have it lifting north more and more towards Wisconsin. So definitely the southern half of the state's going to see rain on Sunday and Monday. And unfortunately, I think we are too. I think we are going to see some of that push our way. So by Sunday afternoon into Monday afternoon, expect it to be raining out there once again. We'll keep an eye on if anything is going to be severe, but big storm system moving across the Ohio Valley. It's gonna get us. So Saturday today are the best days. Saturday and today.
I think it was last year. I mean, everything runs together that we were always talking about drought conditions. I don't think we're having any issues with drought conditions around here, are we?
No more for us. We are out of the drought. We're not even abnormally dry. And after this weekend, we're going to be far from that. So, you know, there's trade-offs. That's a good thing.
Right.
I'd rather have soaking rain than wildfires.
Well, that's it. I've been driving around a lot late the last couple of days, long drives to northeast Wisconsin for some ball games, and you always see in these communities they have the fire danger signs. They'll say either, you know, high or down to low, and they're all low right now. And I noticed that. I mean, last year when we were traveling around, it was always a high danger of fires. But if you're not careful, you could, you know, start a fire. But right now, you still have to be careful. But it's very low, pretty much everywhere, you know, in Wisconsin after all the rain we've had.
Yep, Smokey the Bear's on vacation for Wisconsin.
All right, Brittany, what are the details as we head towards the end of the work week?
Yes, so today high temperatures hitting 75 degrees, beautiful sunshine, nicest day of the week. We will get cooler, actually below average highs, soon as tomorrow and through the entire weekend. We're going to be into the mid to upper 60s. Plus, it's going to be breezy tomorrow, so feeling even cooler than that. The sun will come out and be bright and beautiful for our Saturday, nice and dry. But the winds and the rain return for our Sunday afternoon and into our Monday for Memorial Day as well. Again, highs still into those mid to upper 60s. So, little active weekend, unfortunately. But at least there's some nice days mixed in.
Hey, let's enjoy the start of today and look forward to Saturday. Take the good. Enjoy the fact that it's going to be, you know, no drought conditions. Always look for that silver lining, right?
There's always something positive.
There you go. Well, Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, thanks again for the info. We'll be back tomorrow to truly launch into a holiday weekend.
Bye, yes, Brittany. Yes, sounds good. Have a great day.
Right now in downtown Wausau, again at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, sunny skies, 59 degrees. Winds are out of the west at 8 miles per hour. The dew point is 46, relative humidity of 62%. The barometer at 29.85 inches, a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up, we're going to get an update on what's going on with news, weather, and sports. Again, national news headlines. We'll have statewide news headlines with Terry Bell. We'll have our local North Central Wisconsin news headlines, a peek at the weather forecast. Mike Clemens coming in with a sports report. Tough one for the Brewers last night. All that coming up. And then right after that at 8:34, it is Thursday morning. So that means it's time for another edition of North Star Knows as we are joined by the folks from North Star Restoration Services and North Star Build. So that's coming up. The time is almost 8:29. In fact, we're 3 seconds away. It is now 8:29. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. And again, also on our Facebook page and our X page. If you go to Bow Falls Radio, you can get a look at our video stream and also join us that way and make comments and join us as well at 715-382-9297. But it is Thursday morning. It is time again for North Star Knows, along with North Star Restoration Services and North Star Builds. And we got a full house in here today. We were all around the table.
Yeah.
Of course, we have John Garcia, who's always with us. We have Jay Cricks with us.
Yeah.
And Jay, first of all, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Absolutely doing fantastic. Beautiful day to look out the window
it
here
is.
In downtown Wausau. And we got lots to talk about again here this morning. But a big event coming up, and that's why we are a little bit larger than normal here around the table. But
we are.
Basically, real quickly, we're going to talk a little bit later on again about the Parade of Homes in our second segment. But here to start things off this morning, going to be talking about a fun charity event that's coming up as well.
We are. So when we were working on putting the show together for the week, there was a couple different directions I was thinking about going. Since we had the storms blow through, I was like, you know, do we talk about storm damage,
sure.
Which would have been very pertinent based on the week that we had here in central Wisconsin. But we also have something else that's coming, you know, to our area that I wanted to raise some awareness to. And that is the Adventure Race here in Wausau, Wisconsin. We are hosting a pretty fun event that I think is it's our first year being part of this. And I thought, you know what, let's talk about that this week. So I decided to bring in one of the organizers, Pookie Rosa, who works for us at North Star, and she's got the details on it.
Well, first of all, Pookie, nice to meet you. Thank you for coming in. And I've heard a lot about you, actually, that you're somebody that is such a fantastic energy person, and I imagine this is right down your lane. It sounds like a really cool event.
It is a really cool event. Nice to meet you as well, Chad. Thank you this morning. So it is a cool event. If you've ever seen The Amazing Race on TV. Okay. So that kind of energy, imagine that in Wausau. So it's so much fun. There are teams of four. And so for an entire team to register, it's $100, which means $25 a piece. However, all the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds go to the Hagar House. I don't know if you're familiar with the Hagar House or if your listeners are, but what it is it is a home for women who've gone through some sort of domestic abuse situation. So these survivors then have a program that they can go to that really puts them through this incredible program to be able to grow from that and graduate from that situation and be able to be productive and be able to be successful. And we want to be a part of that, don't we, in this community, making sure that these women are safe and their families are safe and they've got a place to be that's safe and grow. So we wanted to be able to support the Hagar House. And in doing so, we thought this race would be perfect. People from the community getting out into the community, going to these different small businesses, which is how we get our clues to be able to continue the race. And so we put these together with the opportunity to be able to support the Hagar House. And that's exciting.
One of the things that this, you know, this is the first I'd heard of it, and something that kind of jumps out immediately is the combination of having, you know, these teams of four, 20 teams of four, having the great beneficiary of this event, and also combining it with the business. I think it really does hit a lot of different big spots that makes our area special. I mean,
it really does. Yeah. You know, Wausau is very unique. Central Wisconsin is very unique. We're all very engaged with each other. We have all of the festivals and very family oriented. And so we're really proud to be able to be a part of something that not only takes all of those elements, but brings them to the businesses and all the small businesses within Wausau. So it's a really great opportunity for people who are in the race to be able to see these different businesses they may not have had interactions with. And an also really great opportunity for small business to be able to advertise and to tell people in the community, hey, this is who we are, and we support your idea of taking care of these women. So we want to make sure that everybody is aware of what's going on and how much fun it is. Last year, I have to say, guess who won? Go ahead. Guess.
Yeah, your team?
It was our team. It was absolutely our team.
You were just bursting to say that, weren't you?
I totally was. So it's so much fun. It is a little bit competitive. You do have to go to the different...
There's nothing wrong with being
not at all. Everybody starts out at North Star and you get clues. Clues will send you to different destinations throughout the whole city or different... It's either a business or a destination landmark. Then you have to either perform a task or guess another clue to be able to get the very next place you're going to. And you may or may not be wrong. So there's an element of, I mean, you have to guess. So we really, there are some great businesses involved. Last year we got to know. This year we've got another host of great businesses. So we're really excited to be able to help promote these businesses. And it all goes to something we really support and we're really impressed with, the Hagar House.
How did this all come to mind? I mean, this is such a cool idea. I guess, you know, number one, the event itself and then North Star being the sponsor of it. How did this all come? Because it really sounds like really something really, really
pretty
smart
new.
And cool.
Yeah, so was last year the first year?
Well, last year was the first year that I was involved with it. So, Jean Slichtowski, she is an agent for Remax, approached me and said, "Hey, Pookie, you wanna get involved in this?" And I'm like, "Well, of course, that's right up my alley. Mm-hmm. You know, it's fun, it's adventurous, and it supports the community." So then last year was the very first year, and then this year she said, "Well, hey, Pookie, does North Star want to get involved in this?" And of course, Jay, being, you know,
of course we do.
Mr. Philanthropy here, says, absolutely, we want to be involved. You know, between the Hagar House and just how much fun it is, of course we wanted to be involved. And so he jumped right on board.
Yep.
Hagar House, let's talk a little bit more about that, because, again, it sounds like such a wonderful charity to be supporting.
It is.
What kind of history does that have? Again,
So Hagar House is a, like I said, it is within our community
here
in Wausau.
How long has it been going on?
I think about 2 years.
Okay.
They've been around between two, I'm sure it's not much more than 3 years. They're pretty new to our area.
And they're completely self-funded. Yes. So they do not get state funding.
Real quick, that's the wonderful aspect where somebody comes in with a wonderful idea for a charity to have somebody like yourself have some sort of event like this to be able to, you know, kind of lift them off.
Yes.
Because, I mean, obviously, when you start anything, whether it's a new business or whether it's a new charity or anything else, The hardest part is getting it launched, isn't it?
It is, and
more to that, you know. Then there's a great degree of responsibility that comes with having a business in this community and having a successful business. And you know, Jay has done a great job with North Star, and that responsibility really is to the community. You know, with each,
right.
it's a great privilege, and with privilege comes responsibility. So that responsibility, being able to then give back to something like the Hagar House that helps so many women and so many families every year, right here, it is Christian faith based.
Mm-hmm.
So for those people who feel that that's something important in their journey, they offer that as well. And so it's just a privilege. It really is. And we're proud to be able to help bring awareness to this available resource in the community.
Yeah, the home is located pretty much right down, not far from here, downtown Wausau, and it was an older home, a very large older home that needed some substantial renovations in order for it to get ready to house its occupants.
Sure.
And I know over the last few years they've had some fundraisers. I think the home or the land that it's on perhaps was donated, and a lot of the contractor, a lot of the work that needed to be done, a lot of the contractors donated a lot of that work that needed to be done and materials and stuff like that. And you know, month after month, year after year, they put the pieces together. And now they're housing families. They have people in there with mothers, with children. And it's a pretty beautiful thing to go and visit. And I know we've participated in, you know, supplying Christmas presents and things like that in the past. I've partnered with the Wausau Fire Department to do all that stuff. But it's a pretty good thing. I think every town needs a couple of Hagar houses in it because the need is there. And, you know, we just want to try and do our part.
Again, it's North Star Knows here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Pookie Rosa and Jay Cricks with us. We'll have John Garcia coming up in just a little bit. Let's get back to the basics, because this is coming up pretty
quick. Need teams, too.
Exactly. This is coming up in just a couple of weeks' time.
Yep.
It's 20 teams of four is what you're hoping for here. For folks, again, who may be hearing about this for the first time, what are the first things that you need to be thinking about in terms of getting maybe the information, or just even maybe as you as an experienced person as part of this event, what people need to be thinking about here?
Well, first you need to think about who do you want to do this with?
Right.
You know, you want to get your team together. It's a lot of fun. We give out a prize for the team who has the most fun costumes. We have a great time.
Do you have team names?
You absolutely can name your team. Absolutely. So, you know, you pick your team name, you go to Eventbrite, register your team on Eventbrite, look us up at the North Star Adventure Race. So you can look that up. It's not difficult, under Wausau. And then you register for that. You can go to our Facebook page at North Star, our Facebook page. We have our event there to see everything that's going on. So then once you guys have that, then you need to start looking at the city. Know your city.
So this is Wausau.
Know your city.
Yes.
Know Wausau.
Yeah.
Know the Wausau and surrounding area. Sure.
Wausau proper.
It'll be Wausau proper. So don't get confused. It's not going to be outside of the main Wausau area, because we don't want people running down to Weston or Schofield. It is going to be.
We'll have, it's all of our, you know, our Wausau and surroundings. And we've got different businesses that we go to, and we obviously can't tell you which ones.
Oh, come on.
So it's under wraps. And so then those teams have to, you know, I mean, you there's a little bit of coordinating. You know, you got to have somebody who has a vehicle. It's not all on foot.
Right.
And don't think that this is an actual race where you've got to actually exert yourself.
I was going to ask you that.
Right. Yeah. No. This is for all abilities.
Put your thinking cap on.
Absolutely. So it is both. You might have to do a physical activity, but it will not be ridiculously strenuous. It's the brain we're exercising here.
And so if you're a fan of like escape rooms.
Oh, yeah.
All
Our
of you
guy,
out there.
This guy.
Anybody out there that likes escape rooms and puzzles and riddles?
He talks about it all the
time. This is right up your alley. So
a lot of puzzles and riddles.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun. It is 18 and older.
Yeah.
So I do have to make sure that everybody understands that. But I will tell you, it is such a good time. And then we come back to North Star when we're done. We have a big party. We have food. We have music. And we have prize giveaways. So there's a lot of fun.
Open up your microphone, Ian. I think this is right down your alley.
Oh, excellent. I hear this another guy, team being wrapped up
this
here.
This guy, he goes around the state, these escape rooms, and tries to use his mind.
So there's two of us. I see two of you guys in this room.
I see half a team right here. Bull Falls
Come on, guys. Is Bull Falls going to put a team
there
in?
There is a foundation being
right
built.
Right on. Yeah, I can see this.
And also, the time frame, again, for folks saying, well, is this going to take me 12 hours or
no,
so?
Oh, no, this is 11 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we'll wrap that up so you still have the rest of your evening to go out and enjoy yourself.
So basically,
and it is rain or shine. Last year, I got sprinkled on, and we still won. Absolutely.
It sounds like somebody wants to win again.
What are you talking about?
It sounds like there's going to be a challenge here. That
I wish I could do it this year. I have to organize.
Oh, yeah. She was a participant last year, and now she's an organizer.
Your biggest threat is out of the race. Your biggest threat's out of the race.
And if I think North Star's putting a team in.
We have a team.
We will not disclose to any of our employees.
Not even allowed to talk to them.
I won't be able to participate. Pookie won't be able to participate.
I'm HR, so like I won't tell them a word, I promise. Mm-hmm. HR swear.
I tell you, it sounds like somebody's got the grip of that crowd and is not going to want to give it up under
you're not wrong.
You're going to have to give it up. So, again, just basically, again, as we wrap up this first segment of North Star Knows, it is on Saturday, June the 3rd, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
June 1st.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, June the
3rd. Saturday, June 1st from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Yep. And you register at Eventbrite. And the event is taking place at North Star Restoration Services.
Fantastic.
That's where we will all meet. Mm-hmm. 4900 Stewart Avenue, or find us on Facebook.
And again, the cost is, frankly, very, very low.
And it goes to such a good cause, cause.
People should think about getting a little extra towards the charity as well. I think that would be very cool as well.
Yeah.
But again, get these teams together. Make sure it's a lot. And again, fantastic to be able to learn about maybe a business. Heck, you could find a business you've never heard of.
Hey, that's the point.
Yes. I've fallen in love with, you know, Modern Gents last year.
Yeah.
They participated. My husband now gets his hair cut there. You know, the chocolate shop. I go to Magnolia Soap. Like, these are all businesses that participated last year that garnered business from this event. So
now they will not be on the route this year.
Oh, people
maybe
think I'm giving you teasers.
I don't know.
One never knows.
Never know.
Oh, this sounds like so much fun.
It's going to be fun.
Again, Pookie, it's been really nice to meet you.
You as well.
Congratulations on being the reigning champ.
Thank you very much.
I think you ought to be a ceremony where you actually pass the crown.
Oh, the scepter and crown.
Exactly.
Over. Okay, I'm going to take that into consideration.
I think that would be fantastic. So, again, folks, get involved. This is for a great cause. Again, North Star's Adventure Race coming up on June the 1st.
June 1st. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. As long as we got it right.
Yeah.
Sign up those teams. And Pookie, hope to have you back on sometime soon.
Thank you. I would love it. I enjoyed myself. Thank you so much.
We're going to come back in just over a minute, and then we're going to get John Garcia to work. We're going to be talking a little bit more about the Parade of Homes. We've been talking a lot about that.
And again, it's worth talking about.
I tell you, I went online and I looked at your North Star home. Again, everyone else is nice, but that North Star one is really,
it is incredible.
We're anticipating having a large crowd.
Very excited about
Very much so. We'll talk more about that coming up with John and Jay. It's North Star Knows on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. North Star Knows here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, thanks to Pookie Rosa for joining us in the first segment. Now we've passed the baton over to John Garcia. John, good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Good to see you again as well. Jay's still with us as well
here
on North Star Knows. But, John, I guess we have been talking about this Parade of Homes coming up. And, again, I said it to you guys off the air. I went to the website where they actually have, you know, pictures and information on everybody involved in the Parade of Homes. And we've talked about what you are working on with North Star and North Star Builds. It is fantastic. And I really I'm not just saying that because you're sitting across the table for me. It's really cool to look at, and I would encourage folks to maybe check out the website, but again, plan on being part of this Parade of Homes, which is coming up very, very soon.
Correct. Yeah, we're home number 6, right in Rib Mountain, basically off of Lakeshore Ave, back behind Bricks there, which I'm pretty sure most people know where it's at.
We all know where that is.
So quick, easy drive to there. But yeah, so coming up here June 4th through the 9th, we have the Wasa Area Builders Association Parade of Homes. And So this year, Tuesday and Wednesday, you can come from 5 to 9. So it's a nice little date evening if you want to take your spouse out.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday and Friday, it's from noon to 9. And then Saturday and Sunday, it's from 11 to 5. So plenty of time to get out. And you don't and you can use your ticket to go to a house multiple times. You don't have to think, you know, like if you really liked one and you want to go back, you can certainly do that. And you can go, you know, you can go every single day if you want, or, you know, plan it all in one evening or Friday or Saturday. You can break it up however you want.
John, how do people get tickets?
Yeah, so to get tickets, you have to buy them from the builders. So everybody will have a ticket taker at each home. The tickets are $10. And if you don't, it is cash. Some builders do accept check, but there is also a QR code there for Venmo. So you can actually Venmo the $10 per ticket if you don't have any cash on you. I know some people, you're driving around and all of a sudden it's like, oh, let's go. And, you know, you can pull up and use Venmo if you want. So, yeah, so you buy them right there. We'll have tables. Usually they're in the garage that you can come in, buy your tickets. We'll have a little area with seats that you can take your shoes off and put on some booties. Obviously, we don't want shoes going through the house. Everything's clean and brand new. So, yeah, it's going to be a great time. There's 12 new construction homes that they're going to be able to get toured, and then there's two remodel virtual homes as well. So there is a ton of houses to go to this year. One is actually up in Tomahawk. So if you're looking for a little drive, a little fun, maybe, you know, grab some lunch on your way up there, work your way back to Wausau. So, I mean, between everybody that's in the show, it's going to be a great show. There's a lot of thought put into a lot of houses.
Some excellent builders.
Oh, yeah. And builders that have been doing it for many, many, many years. You know, it's going to be a great turnout this year. Hopefully the weather is nice. Another cool addition this year is actually we're going to be having food trucks at some of the
I was going to mention that, actually, because we talk about amenities where you add something that's just a little bit extra that really adds to the entire experience.
Correct, yeah. So they're thinking 4 food trucks total, possibly more depending on how it all works out. We're going to have one at our home. And the cool thing is we're going to actually put up some picnic tables in the back overlooking the lake. So if you want to show up, grab your food, go in the back, eat, you know, look at the whole back of the house.
The full experience.
The full experience. Yep. So we'll have garbage cans there, everything. You can throw everything away. So it's just going to be kind of nice because I've always attended them in the evening. And then now you're going right away after work. And then now you're getting hungry because you're, you know, driving around, checking them all out. Now you can grab some food.
Right.
Eat.
And
check
good
out the
food.
House.
Is solid. Yeah, exactly. Those food trucks are always really good.
Yeah. And a couple of the food trucks were actually at the home show. And they were amazing. I mean, the line was 60 to 100 people deep every time you went out there. So it was really great.
It's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
You mentioned in terms of, I want to just touch real quickly again on the tickets. For folks, again, like myself, the technology just flies over my head. It's not going to be complicated if you need to use Venmo or anything like that.
No,
for folks,
it's super
for older,
easy.
You know, maybe so don't worry about that. There are going to be people there to help you out to make sure everything goes very smoothly in that realm. There are also some, I don't call them rules, but things to think about in terms of before going. What are some of the things that maybe in terms of accessibility and maybe pets and anything like that that people should think about?
Obviously, no pets in the houses. You know, they're brand new. They're clean, especially with people's, you know, certain allergies, stuff like that. So no pets. However, outside of one of the homes, the Humane Society is actually going to be set up at one of the houses just to kind of showcase, you know, what they're about. Kind of help spread and maybe gain some more traction. So they may or may not have a dog with them, but they're going to be outside. Mm-hmm. One of the dogs that they're trying to get, you know, somebody to take in and
find
a home for them. So that's kind of a cool little deal, which hasn't happened in the past. So that'll be good for them also to kind of raise awareness. Obviously, we talked about no shoes in the house, no eating, you know, in the house because, you know, we're not trying to dirty up anything. Pretty simple rules.
It just saves that moment when somebody accidentally drops
something. Exactly. Yep. And I'm sure in the past, you know, it's happened and the rules are in place for that reason.
One other thing I want to make sure that we talk about as well is because folks like yourself are going to be there. It's not just a case where people are going to wander around and maybe have questions. There's going to be people there that can actually delve into a little deeper with any questions that folks may have.
Yep. Yeah. So I'll be there the entire time. So if anybody has questions, they want to talk about a potential future build that they're looking into, we can discuss anything that's in the home. ideas, go through all of it. So don't feel like you're just coming in and just have to walk around by yourself and just feel like you're there alone. We'll be there to help guide and answer any questions that people may have.
It sounds like, again, another opportunity. And I think, again, it's something that's been a line since we started this program of sparking the imagination.
Yeah.
I think that, as you say, you know, people can walk around and see things maybe they haven't seen before and maybe give them ideas in terms of when they're thinking about getting that, starting the process of building that new home. Again, it's just an opportunity to really expand the knowledge and the imagination of what's possible right now in 2024.
Exactly. And even if you're not building a new house, even if you're remodeling, it's a good time to go view them because you're going to get ideas. Maybe you're going to do a kitchen remodel. Well, now you're going to go view these 12 kitchens. You can take little, you know, bites from each one and go, okay, this is what I want for my kitchen remodel or my master bath remodel or maybe a master ensuite remodel. So don't just think of it in terms of, you know, you have to be building a new house to go here. And you don't even have to be doing any of these things. It's just a fun time to go and experience and, like, it's just a good date night, you know?
Yeah.
Take or go with your friends, whatever you want.
If you're into architecture and construction and modern building and, you know, there's just, it's just really good. It's a good way to spend an afternoon.
Again, the details on the dates.
June 4th through the 9th. So Tuesday, Wednesday is 5 to 9. Thursday, Friday is noon to 9. And then Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 5.
And again, the adventure race as
well. Yes. Saturday, June 1st, 11 to 3.
Boy, beginning of June is going to be exceptionally busy for you guys, isn't it?
Exceptionally busy.
John Garcia, Jay Cricks, thanks again.
Yep. Thank you. Thanks. Once again.
We'll have it again next week with North Star Notes.
Week. See you in a week, bud.
Got another information update, then hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show coming up here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.